is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Time again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here are your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Hey, good morning, everybody. We're back. This is Alan Ellis, and this is the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Update on Robin. I gave it the last hour, but I'll just repeat it, that Robin is still in the hospital. She was transferred to George Washington University for care of her eye, which developed an ulcer. She was having trouble with her vision, dry eye in particular, and she's been treated for quite a while. To regain her vision back to where it was. She was doing pretty good, but once she went in the hospital, some things happened that probably shouldn't have, but, you know, that's okay. She'll get through it, but she was seen by an ophthalmologist a week ago, waited over the weekend after the recommendation to move her to a teaching hospital that would have an ophthalmological team. And as I said earlier, we have a bunch of prayer warriors out there who are listening right now, and we appreciate that. And I sent the word out, please pray specifically that she gets a room at Johns Hopkins, because, as you know, in my mind, that was the best place for her. You know, she could get the care there. Wilmer Eye Institute is there and so forth, and God laughed at me and said, ha ha, that's not where I want her. She's going to George Washington, which was the first and only bed that came available in the six teaching hospitals that she could have gone to. So she's in George Washington getting good treatment day by day, step by step. That's what we say. And, you know, hopefully the report will be better every single day. So it's a little bit more of a journey, a little bit more of a time-consuming event to get to GW, but you know what? She's my wife. I'm going to visit her there and take care of her. So I've spoken to every doctor. They are more than willing there to come and talk with you, and the level of care, in my estimation, is excellent. So far, you know. So we'll keep you updated. As soon as we know something, you know, you'll know something. Anyway, here's what I'd like you to know today. To contact the show and talk about fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors, well, 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Hey, do you remember I sent out the word a couple of weeks ago? If anybody had a tree guy, give me a call. And my buddy Joe down there in Whitman sent me the name of a fella. He came out that day, looked at the tree, which was, roots, the tree was leaning and the roots were, you know, popping out of the ground. I said, we got to get this thing down. He said, I'll be there at the end of the week. Well, he got tied up on another job, didn't make it by the end of the week. And in my estimation, this tree was not a giant tree, but it was a pine tree. It was headed right for Robin's craft shed and part of the house. And I said, man, I don't want that thing to fall. So it rained and it rained and it rained over last weekend. Early last week. He said, I'll be out there first of the week. I said, okay. So I went somewhere. I went to St. Michael's last week one day. I came back, and the tree had fallen. Thank you, God, for the miraculous guiding, your hand guiding that tree to fall on the empty part of the yard. Missed the shed. Didn't hit the house. The tip might have scratched the top of the house or something, but no damage, none, to any of the buildings. The only thing that suffered a little bit was my barbecue grill, but I think that can be salvaged. So, you know, no damage done. So I called the tree guy. He came out. He said, I'll cut it up today. He came out and cut it up. And, you know, we agreed upon the price, and it was very reasonable. hauled the whole thing away, raked up the yard. Everything looks like there was nothing ever there. So, great job. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. And we'll be glad to talk to you about anything you want to talk about. So, very good job. Very good job. We're happy with all that. So, and then you're going to go, huh, John? Okay, I got you. So, talking to Joe, who's been emailing, talking about the lead ammunition ban that was that failed in the General Assembly. And apparently there's a website where you can go to that will keep you up to date on all these bills for let me see where this is. Oh, Safari Club. Okay, Safari Club group that you can sign up for that'll keep you apprised of all the lead ammo bans, I guess around the country. So thanks for that link, Joe. We'll be sure to sign up for that. All this was started, you know, by an environmental group, and all of this lead ban stuff was a payoff to an environmental group that sued the National Wildlife Refuges. The last administration capitulated, paid them a lot of money, and said, "Yeah, we'll ban lead in the National Wildlife Refuges." So, you know, some organizations make a career, make their money by suing the government, and the government just rolls over and pays them a lot of money and does what they say to satisfy their sometimes unrealistic demands. And that's what happened in this case. So, and now since they've got that done, they can go state to state to state. They have model legislation now. They have a template to ban lead in every state around the country. And Maryland fortunately amended it with a smart amendment, and it did not pass here in Maryland for a lead ban on ammunition and fishing tackle statewide. So that was a good thing. Let's see. Ray in Baltimore is on hold. Good morning, Ray. How are you?
Good morning, sir. I haven't spoken to you in a couple of weeks, but I've been listening. I'll tell you that.
Okay, well, good. Glad
you I usually tell you some sort of funny story, and but right now it's perch season, and it used to be for me the greatest perch days when I was approaching, coming into Palm Sunday, and my best days were actually on Good Friday.
Uh-huh.
I would go down Eastern Shore perch fishing. It was at the tops.
Right.
But the last story I told you about was Good Buddy Joe. There's a cat coming, trying to come.
I hear. All right.
I'm going to get rid of that cat, I tell you. But anyway, it's a neighbor's cat.
Oh, boy.
But anyway.
Well, feed that sucker and he'll quit.
I married a woman that you can never win. Don't let the dog on the sofa. Next thing you know, that's where the dog is.
Sure.
So anyway, there's no win. But I told you last time about good old Joe, how he decorated the Christmas trees.
Down at
Red Bridges.
Yep.
I really looked out for Joe, and I knew that what Joe needed, because of the way he would cast his rod, he needed a shorter rod. And I searched and searched, and in Sportsman's Guide, I found a rod that the rod part itself was about 29 inches long. And I expended the money, and I bought this thing.
Okay.
And then I took the rod, and I took it to Lake Rowland to test it out.
Right. Okay?
I thought, so I get to Lake Rowland, and I got my little lures on there and a little piece of worm and all that. And I'm standing on the bank, and I'm catching fish. And to be honest with you, you could really feel the fish with it. And I could cast with it. I could, you know, it was pretty good. And all of a sudden, I felt, there's a cat again. I felt somebody standing behind me.
Right.
And I had that weird feeling that somebody's really right behind me. And I turn around, and there's two guys with these two brown campaign hats, and they're the park rangers, right? I said, how do you do? What do you guys need? And all like that. And they said, I guess they never saw the movie Treasure of Sierra Madre, but they said, you got a license? And I said, I don't need no stinking license.
Oh, no. You did not. You did not.
Now, listen. I'm not like that anymore, Alan.
Humphrey Bogart and Walter Brennan. All right.
Yeah, I changed. I'm not.
Okay. All right. I got it.
I'm a different man now. So,
right.
Anyway, I reached in my wallet and I had a license. All right. Cat, go away.
You're all right. That's we need this. Oh, we need this flavor to the show. Keep talking, Ray. Keep talking.
I know what it is. Cat wanted to go in there. So I give them the license, and they said, well, you know, really, we didn't care whether you had a license or not. We were just watching you fish.
Right.
And I take the rod and I leave. So I call my buddy Joe, and I said, Joe, I found a fishing rod for you. And this is the catalog number, and this is where you get it, and this is where it caught, and you go get it. So Joe had moved to Delaware, and he had a pond behind his house.
Right.
So I went up and visited him, and he says, you ever get that special rod? Yeah. I said, well, let me look at it. I got to watch what I say now. Had a real nice handle on it, I'll tell you that.
Right.
The rod he got somewhere else. It was 7 inches. The rod part, I says, you're going to have to put a 5-pound weight on it just to cast it. It's going nowhere. So, cause I thought using a 30-inch rod, he wouldn't be falling out of trees and all that stuff anymore.
Right.
So anyway, here it comes, being he always wanted to be a movie star.
Right.
I said, here's what you got to do, Joe. You use your arm as a rod. I said, you can actually do this. I said, you make a loop in the end of a fishing line, and then you rod a loop through that, and you put that around your wrist. And you wind the rod, the cord around your thumb about 65 times. Then you take your pointing finger and you pinch that against it. And then when you cast, you just open your pointing finger.
Yeah.
And it'll come out, and you can do that. And I said, you can't believe how you can feel a fish bite. I said, there's no transfer down the rod at all.
You'll feel it.
And then I got the look. I got the Joe look, where all of a sudden, with his toothpick in his mouth, that's when he's Robert Redford.
Yeah, I got it. Yeah,
I got that. And then I got the Elvis snarl, and I got the lip that lifted up. And you could hear him going,
I
guess you're all shook up, huh? that really burned him when I did that. But I couldn't believe the rod he'd gotten. Anyway, that's the end of that.
Well, did he accept your gift?
I didn't give him my rod.
Oh, you didn't give it to him? Oh, good for you.
No, I told him where to get one.
Oh, I got it. All right.
And he came up with a 7-inch.
Oh, my gosh.
Where's your mind?
Well, no. you know the Ron Popeil pocket fisherman. I have one. I have one of the original ones somewhere, and they were very, very popular because of the advertising. But I will tell you, the danger of those things in a boat. Can you imagine trying to whip that thing back and cast? You're going to hit your partner in the head almost every time. You know? You can't use one of those. So, all right, buddy. Thanks for the call.
Well, I was just going to tell you, I hit my sergeant in the head with a 2-ounce weight. I took him out fishing on my boat, and I cast, and he was on the front of the boat, and I screwed up on the cast and hit him right in the back of the head with his heavy weight. And no wonder I get terrible ratings.
Yeah, no wonder. Yeah, I got you.
I almost killed him.
All right, man.
Anyway, thanks.
All right, thanks for the story, buddy.
The greatest, biggest crab that was ever caught. And my daughter caught it. I'll tell you about that.
All right, you tell me about that one next trip. Thanks, man. All right, let's talk to Dale, I believe, 410 WCBM 680. We've got Dale on the line from Westminster. Morning, Dale. Is it Dale in Westminster?
Good morning, Alan. Right. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Better than I deserve, I'll tell you that. Alan, my great-grandson, who is 6 years old, is starting to show some interest in fishing. And I'll be upfront. I know absolutely nothing about fishing. I'm a complete novice. Don't know anything at all about it.
Okay.
But I'd like to encourage his interest.
All right.
Where would you suggest I take him? What should we use? What should we fish for, bait, so on, and that kind of thing?
You live in Carroll County. You're in a target-rich environment. You've got the Carroll County Farm Pond.
He lives in Denton.
Oh, he lives in Denton. Oh, well, yeah, also so target-rich environment.
Take him Denton, North Carroll County. Where would you suggest?
I would start him in Carroll County, and he's 6 years old. Get him out on the Carroll County Farm Pond because he can't do much damage there. So don't get him the cheapest fishing rod you can. Get him a $20-$25 spin casting outfit, which is a closed-faced.
I got him I think he called it an ugly stick.
Okay.
For Christmas.
Good.
And he has, and the reel came with it.
Okay, so he's got the deal to go. All right.
That's nice.
Do you know any fishermen?
Not one.
Not one. And don't know anything about it. All right.
Not a thing. Now you see where I'm coming from.
All right. Is the reel that came on the ugly stick, is it a spinning reel or,
yeah,
or what is
it? Yeah.
It's a spinning reel. Okay, and he's six.
Yeah.
All right. He might be able to handle it. There are inherent problems with spinning reels and kids, young kids. Okay. Primarily, they get a loop in the line when they cast. They reel it in. The loop stays on the spool. When you go to cast again, the line doubles up, and then you got a mess. So.
Well, if you think it would be better to start him on something else,
no.
I'd be happy to get him something else.
No. What I recommend is to take your rod and your reel down to Clyde's Sports Shop. They're an ugly stick dealer. Okay.
Right.
Yep. Just ask one of the fellows down there to help you out. There's a young fellow with a red beard. I don't know him. There's Mike. There's Rich. You know, Rich or the young fellow with the beard would be two of the good ones that would be able to help you with that. And take that rod and reel out in the parking lot, put a casting plug on it, and teach that young man how to load the rod when he brings it back. What I mean by that is flex it backwards and at what point to release it going forward.
Okay.
Practice in the parking lot or your driveway or your yard before you take him fishing. And just say, we're going to learn how to cast this thing first. And then just ask him to fix you up with an inexpensive rig for a kid. Get a six pack of hooks, like number six or four, something like that.
Gotcha.
Get a pack of swivels and get a few bobbers.
Right.
Tie the swivel on the line. Hook the snelled hook onto the swivel. Put the bobber up the line. Put your bait on a worm, and take him out to the farm pond and let him cast and catch some bluegills.
Okay.
That's when I started, when I was six. I didn't have.
Let me ask you one other thing, if I may.
Yep.
If he goes, the difference between freshwater and saltwater fishing, is he have to have a different line, different rig?
No. No.
No? No. You go from one to the other?
Go from one to the other, yeah. I mean, if you're going to take him, fishing, in a pond, you don't need anything different. And if you're going to take him fishing in Denton, he's likely going to be on a tidal creek somewhere, or tidal river.
Yes, he lived on a creek, as a matter of fact. He has access to the water right there.
Okay, good. That's good.
Yeah, where he lives.
Yeah, okay. Well, I mean, but, you know, there's other places.
If he shows interest, he could actually just walk down the street even when I'm not there.
Yeah.
Throw a line in.
Yeah, absolutely.
Drown some worms, as they say.
Yeah, drown some worms, yep. Yeah, exactly right. But
And that's what you that's what you think I should start with, worms or no other?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yep, don't buy any expensive bait. Worms right now, night crawlers are, you know, they're bad enough. But, you know, and then once you get to that point where he's actually caught a fish,
right?
You know, then you can switch over to, you know, throwing out a single blade spinner or something like that, and or a surface lure, and let him play with that.
I see.
Okay,
I would like him to start catching some fish, so he continues his interest. If he just stands there and becomes bored, I'm afraid he would lose the interest.
That's why you use bait.
I see.
That's why you use bait.
Okay. Well,
all right.
So let me know.
Let me know when you come to Denton, and if it's convenient, I'll join you at the creek and do what we can.
Well, that's wonderful. Well, thank you very much, Alan.
Indeed. So, but I look forward to hearing from you. Just check back in with Aaron. Aaron, would you please supply Dale with my number, and he can call me?
I do appreciate that.
All right,
thank
Dale.
You very much.
Thank you, Dale. Yes, sir. Bye-bye. Hey, we've got to take a break. Got to tell you about Backyard Billy's. You know, I'm sitting here, and the fire has been just, you know, just keeping the room temperature. It's really nice. Very relaxing sitting here. I miss my wife. You know, I miss the camaraderie with her. But it's nice to sit here and just kind of enjoy the fire. And I wouldn't be able to do that if it weren't for the folks at Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. You know, we've got the we redid this room, made it a beautiful family sitting room. You know, new ceiling, new walls, new everything. Just reconfigured this entire 20-some foot room in the house, and it's a lovely place, and it's where we hang out. But Backyard Billy's, Hearth America, did the installation of our gas fireplace insert. They facilitated the guy to come and put the stonework up to the chimney, the hearth, and the mantle on. They did the chimney work. All that has led to me being able to sit here and enjoy this beautiful fire. Backyard Billy's, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is where you can go to select a new pellet, gas, electric, or wood insert, or a freestanding pellet or wood fireplace. You know, if you got a shed or an outbuilding or a garage that you don't mind using a wood fireplace, well, go get some safety information from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. Get your stove, let them install it, and enjoy the fine heat. On these cold days, it's really nice. You know, it's not summer yet. It's still spring, and it's still contentious weather. It's spring. It's April. Doesn't mean it's summertime yet. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's has a Facebook page. BackyardBillys.com is a website. 410-827-4500, 410-827-4500. They're open 7 days a week, Route 50 at exit 44B, Evans Avenue, coming from the bridge. That's 50 eastbound. Graysonville, if it's heat you want, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is the fireplace. I'll tell you about Clyde's Sport Shop. I mentioned Clyde's earlier. They've got everything you need. They can help you get into fishing. They've got crabbing supplies, licenses, terminal tackle, all the varieties of hooks and lures for any kind of fishing you want to do. Snakeheads, they've got live bait minnows. They've got a big selection of frogs and so forth for snakeheads. They've got shad darts and plastics. And for rockfish, they've got the umbrellas and parachutes and bucktails and circle hooks and rod and reel combinations, fine fishing line licenses, I think I mentioned. So the phone number there is 410-242-6108, 242-6108. The location is 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, Halethorpe, Baltimore, 21227. ClydesSportShop.com is the website. Clyde's has been there since same location since 1957. Open 7 days a week. Stop by. You'll be glad you did, and we will be right back.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, MadonnaSeafood.com. Alan Ellis here for MilSpec Spray-On Truckliners. MilSpec Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. And MilSpec liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your MilSpec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec liner installed at Superior Linings and Truck Accessories, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. And Maryland Spray Linings is just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver. That number is 410-455-0800. 455-0800. These MilSpec liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment today to get your MilSpec liner installed.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery. Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Making a living the old hard way, taking and giving my day by day. I did snow and rain and a bright sunshine. Taking the line.
Talk to Tackle Box Tim. Morning, Tim. How are you, buddy?
Good morning. I'm doing fine.
Yeah, are you going to be out there dragging the line?
Yeah, dragging the line.
Yep.
Glad that Robin is getting the care she needs for her eyes, even though it might not be your first choice. Probably no. Directed from up above that she is where she is.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Somebody texted me and said, oh, she's not going to Hopkins, and how do you feel about that? And my two-word reply was God's will. I mean, you know, what else can you do? I can't control it, okay? They called with the bed. We took the offer. We'd been waiting 3 days. We took the offer and said, you know what? Is what it is. So thank you, Lord, for doing that.
I'm losing connection there, Alan.
Oh, I'm sorry. Is that any better?
Yes, that's good.
Okay. I just simply said, you know, she's in your hands. She's where you want her to be, you know?
Yes, sir.
So what's on your mind, Tim?
So listening to the last caller about introducing child to fishing, one of the things to realize is that when you do have those days when it's just not happening, I offer to just don't sit out there and milk it, because that will be the ultimate in being having a child be discouraged about.
Oh, no question.
Yeah, so it's one of those days I would offer, but you know my reputation is being a human high pressure system.
Yes, you are.
But that's one of the keys. If it's not happening, if it's just not the day that they're biting, even if it's the simple worm and bobber, we'll try again another day.
Yep. There haven't been many worm and bobber days when you don't get something to bite your bait.
This is true.
You know, worm and bobber is probably, you know, the best solution to introducing a kid to fishing.
And maybe a little split shot or two.
Oh, sure. Yeah, keep it down there. Yeah, well, that's true. Yep. But, you know, you tie the swivel on, you tie the hook on, a snelled hook. It's an easy way to rig. It's only one knot. Everything else is connections, you know.
And absolutely.
That's the way to go. And if you decide you want to try a lure, then you've already got the swivel in place, and you can, you can connect right there without retying a bunch of knots.
True that, but I would suggest that as you progress to the lure that you go, if you have started with a spin caster, go to a spinning rod.
Well, that's what he's got is a spinning reel. So yeah, absolutely.
Because you can twist up a spin caster with a spinner. If you're not having the line come through your fingers, and that's more disastrous than the loop in the spinning reel.
I got it. Yes,
because you got to take things apart.
Sure. Yeah.
On a shoreline, that's not necessarily the place you want to be.
Exactly. To do that. And that's what I said. You get a loop in the line and you retrieve it, and the loop is on the spool now, and you go to cast it out, and the line gets doubled up coming off the spool, and then it's a mess. So you're absolutely right. Been there, done that. Even now, at age 70, I continue to do that from time to time. And not as often as I did when I was growing up. But
sometimes it's just out of our control. Yeah, wind. Loose line, working a popper that loosens the line, what have you.
Sure.
So I did have a chance to get out a couple Saturdays ago on that smallmouth trip that I told you about.
And I saw the picture.
Yeah, we didn't get a lot of bites, but the bites we did get were quality. We didn't have anything under 14 inches.
Yep. I'm waiting for the invitation. I was in the middle of my 10-hour debacle yesterday. I was on the train when I got my call from my buddy up in Western Maryland about turkey hunting, so I've got to call him back today. He's got some youth hunters out, so I'll call him later in the day and figure that out. So
we had a good jig bite going on, and
I heard
friend who brought me along had got a couple on jerk baits.
Really?
Yeah. Well, it's that time of year to where it was just one here and there, and that was typically what Brian had thought the plan was going to be.
I think it's 19 years. 2006 was my first smallmouth trip, and it's been consistent to 2025. So it'll be 19 years this year for my once a year smallmouth bass trip. And my buddy, he like when it's slow or we're going from one spot to another, he likes to stop and cast a fluke for largemouth. And I always say, you go ahead and catch those old greenfish. That's not what I'm here for. So the other day I bought a pack of flukes. I thought, I'll rig one rod for largemouth and see what happens. If we get there,
absolutely.
We get there. If it doesn't happen, happen.
That's a really cool bite.
Yeah. In the trees? Absolutely.
When you're rigging them the way they're supposed to be rigged, instead of the saltwater style on a jig head, that twitch in the fluke is a really, really neat bite.
Yep. They fly, they glide, they do what they do. Yeah. I mean, I've fished them a few times, but I've never really made a practice. I've fished a Cinco the same way, same type of way, you know, but the fluke is a little different.
I have never really gotten into a good, consistent fluke bite, but when it happens, it's really neat because just watching it, it doesn't do like your hard twitch bait type thing. You never know which way that fluke is going. It's just more erratic.
Yeah, and of course.
And sometimes they will look like they're returning a punt for football when they go to hit it.
Exactly. Yeah.
It's that hard of a strike.
That's true. So I'm looking forward to giving that a shot.
So. Yeah, I had an opportunity last year to try it for stripers, and I had one, and it hit it like a linebacker and broke me off immediately. I think it was I got gill plated.
Probably
on the initial run.
Yeah, probably did. That happened. That happens.
So I will be more drag aware.
Yep, got it.
Again.
Good luck. All right, Tim. Got to go, my friend. Thank you for the call.
Thanks. Take care and safe travels while you're running and taking care of
I will. Robin. I will be careful. Thank you. Take care. Bye-bye. Let's talk to Henry in Baltimore. Good morning, Henry. How are you?
I'm doing okay. Animals, cats and animals and stuff like that, they live a long time, don't they?
Well, sometimes.
I have one, and he'd been here for about 10, 15 years.
Mm-hmm.
How long life is for animals sometimes?
Well, it all depends on the animal. I mean, I've had dogs that have lived 9 years. I've had dogs that have lived 13 years. I had a cat that lived 19 years. So, you know, they become part of the family, and when they pass, it's very, very traumatic. When they pass, it's very traumatic, you know. So, but, they're not a long-lived creature. We've had a lot of dogs. I mean, I've had two labs, and we've had two Shih Tzus here. One of them passed, and a number of cats. When I lived in Baltimore County, we had at one time we had five cats, and only was able to bring one survivor here with me when I lived at Robin. But she's allergic to cats, so that cat lived in its own room for a long time. And you know, not that we didn't take care of it, but it lived a few years here. But that cat died at 18 or 19. So you know, that's how it goes.
And it never had, and I don't think it had never mated with anyone. And then I have disturbance with other cats about that.
Right.
It had to be a younger cat.
Sure, sure.
Well, that was it's an older cat.
All right.
So you have that grievance too, huh?
You're absolutely right. So, Henry, look, I hope your cat lives a long, long time, as I hope you do too, okay? Thanks for the call.
Okay, I get to the vet or something.
Yeah, do that. I would. Absolutely. Make sure they have their shots. All right, 410 WCVM 680. I think we'll tell you about Clyde Sports Shop right now since we were talking about fishing. You know, they've got all kinds of lures in there. Over the years, they've collected, you know, many, many lures, and they keep the most popular stuff in stock. And you can find your plastics there. You can find your... You know, your jigs, you can find, well, just about anything for any kind of fishing. And if, you know, they don't have it, ask for it. They might have it somewhere that you can't find it. So if you're fishing for striped bass, of course, they have the bucktails and the umbrellas and the parachutes and the circle hooks. And I know you know the 10 most popular colors for striped bass, which are chartreuse, white, 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 chartreuse, white, chartreuse, white, white, and chartreuse are the 10 most popular colors for striped bass, and they've got all those in stock. Don't forget they've got fishing license lures and hooks and lead weights and everything you need for perch and trout and panfish and bass and St. Croix fishing rods and combos for kids and rods and reels from all major manufacturers featuring Shakespeare and Pfluger, Ugly Stick and St. Croix I mentioned. Don't forget you can spool your line, spool new line on your spools. They'll do that at Clyde Sports Shop. They've got a great selection of monofilament and the Power Pro braid as well. So why not stop by Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne / Halethorpe, 21227. That phone number there, 410, just off Beltway Exit 9, by the way, 410-242-6108. ClydeSportsShop.com is the website. Clyde's has been around since 1957. Say hi to Mr. Clyde if you're there when he is, and Clyde's is open 7 days a week. You'll be glad you did. Backyard Billy's. The summertime is on its way. Crab season is here. You know, you can look forward to those family reunions and those neighborhood get-togethers and those crab feasts out in the backyard. You know, you crack a half a bushel of crabs out there on the picnic table and everybody dives in. You can, you know, you got the potato salad and the cheese and the pickles and whatever else you serve with your crabs and, you know, the cocktail sauce and all that stuff. You can do a fish fry. You can do anything and everything. You can get a big giant sub and cut that up and have a wonderful time in your backyard, but you need a location. You need a picnic table. Well, that would be the job of Backyard Billy's to supply that picnic table. Hundreds of picnic tables in all different variations of size and color and seating capacity. They've got the Adirondack chairs, you know, for those who want to take their plate up on the deck and eat up on the deck. And, you know, maybe there's 15 people there and you got a 10-seater for your picnic table. People got to sit somewhere. Well, they've got all that accommodations for everybody. They've got the Adirondack chairs. They've got the side tables. They've got the tiki bars. They've got everything and anything you need for entertaining like that. Even the barbecue grills. Closeouts on the Traeger grills, the pellet grills. They have the Big Green Egg and Kamado Joe. Those are grill smokers for your deck or for your backyard. They've got the Memphis grills, which you can build an entire cooking station on your deck. Or, you know, if you want to keep something undercover and cook all the time outdoors, Memphis is the way to go. That's a pellet grill, too, with all the stainless steel drawers and cabinets and things like that. That's a great thing to look at for sure. And everything else, furniture, sheds, greenhouses, dog kennels, chicken coops, pergolas, gazebos, and all the big stuff in the outdoors. And the big stuff can be delivery and set up within 60 miles is free, and free delivery to the beaches in Maryland and Delaware. Why not stop by Backyard Billy's and see what I'm talking about? They're open 7 days a week. Exit 44B Evans Avenue off Route 50 coming from the bridge, right off Route 18 in Graysonville. Turn, if you're coming that way, turn on Evans Avenue and turn on Drummer, and you'll be right there. You can check out the heat stuff, too, the gas, electric, wood inserts, pellet inserts, freestanding wooden pellet stoves. 410-827-4500, 410-827-4500. Hearth America has a Facebook page. BackyardBillies.com is a website. Route 50, exit 44B. If it's, well, let's just think this way. Backyard Billy's will make your backyard great again. We'll be right back.
Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much and want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. At Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. Bel Air Gun Range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports, competition, hunting, and home protection. Ammunition, too. Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL handgun qualification license courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. Call 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, MadonnaSeafood.com. Alan Ellis here for MilSpec Spray-On Truckliners. MilSpec Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market, and MilSpec liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, waterman, a weekend warrior, your MilSpec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear, tree stands, tackle box, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec liner installed at Maryland Spray Linings. That's just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver at 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Superior Linings and Truck Accessories, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. These MilSpec liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment to have your truck protected with a MilSpec liner today.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Let's talk to Mike in Baltimore. Good morning, Mike. How are you?
Good morning. Good morning. I wonder if there's some way I could get a summary of all the Maryland firearms laws or rules or whatever you want to call them.
Oh, my goodness.
Transporting firearms and all that.
You know, they're all in COMAR. Are you on a computer?
I can be, absolutely.
Yeah, just I would go to... I would put in your search engine Maryland COMAR, C-O-M-A-R, firearms.
C-O-M-A-R.
Yeah, and that'll give you a list of all the. Let me see if I can find it here while we got a minute. Maryland COMAR firearms, Code of Maryland Regulations. That's what COMAR means. Is COMAR? It's let's see.
Okay.
Oh man.
Yeah, they always seem to be, every time these people meet in Annapolis, they want to pass a new firearms law.
There's no question. There's no question.
I would be more concerned about financing the state of Maryland.
Exactly.
All right. All right.
Yep, COMAR. COMAR. And it's under the, what website is it under? I don't even know. But you can, it's...
All right, I'll try that.
There's the Maryland firearms roster, Maryland handgun law change, Maryland State Police Gun Center. I'm trying to see what this. Yeah, all doing is getting there.
Yeah, I mean, if I were to try to purchase a long gun from a private citizen.
Yeah.
Now, do I have to? Is there some rule that I have to fill out some paper? Or?
Oh yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. Go to your local dealer, and if you're buying the gun, you have to fill out the 4473 and transfer it into your name.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
Do people do it? A lot of people do. Yep.
Well,
it's the law.
But what would the penalties be if you didn't do it?
Don't know the answer.
Okay.
Know the answer.
Yeah. It probably want to bust your front door down. And.
Well, I don't know that they'd go that far, but, you know.
I don't know. But anyway. All right, thanks so much.
But listen, you always want to obey the law, so you should know what that law is before you... if you want to know that particular question, call any firearm to call Clyde Sports Shop and say... Friend wants to sell me his 30-06 and I want to buy it. What do I need to do to legally transfer it? And they'll tell you.
Good thought. Good thought.
Simple. Simple. Why put yourself through all that pain and agony going on the computer and researching all that stuff?
Well, I'd like to know that.
Well, talk to the people that do it every day.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, KISS, keep it simple, stupid. And I'm not calling you stupid, but it's just a good acronym.
All right. Mm-hmm. All right, thanks.
Thanks for the call, Mike.
All right.
Bye-bye. Yes, indeed. I wish I had a little more time, or I'd call Clyde's myself and ask him what you had to do. Maybe some of you can do that and give me the answer. So, yep. All right. Oh, hey, Bree, how are you? Okay. Oh, good. Good number on that. I'm glad to see that. No notes. Okay. Yeah, we knew that. Yeah. Okay. Got an update on Robin from her daughter. Bree just texted me. So I guess she's listening to me. I don't know. So we'll see. I'll text her back in a minute. Well, here we are at the end of the show, ladies and gentlemen. I'm glad you invited me into your home today and listened to me prattle on about different things and hopefully offer some suggestions that were helpful. You know, it's always nice to get the youngsters out fishing. That's the age I went fishing for the first time, age 6. I don't remember what I had for a rod and reel. I know it was a push-button thing, but and I had a number of them through the years. I had a Ronson outfit I wish I still had. The push button was on the handle. The reel was attached, and it was quite a setup. Ronson, if you want to look at that. But my first fish was probably a bluegill or a sunfish caught in the warming dam on the Penn State University campus in Altoona, Pennsylvania. And, you know, bobber and worm. That was it. And here we are. 64, almost 65 years later. Well, there's the music. So it's time for me to say get out, stay out, stay safe. Love your family. Hug your family. You never know what's going to happen. And love the Lord. Till next week.